Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
We got to the bottom of the Chris Paul thing. So there was a 6-hour delay from their flight from Miami to here last night. Trouble, whatever. Mm. Chris Paul met with Frank last at 11 o'clock. It was a 3-hour meeting that obviously went to 2. And then that's when it happened.
That's when they parted ways.
That's what, now, this is Frank's point of view.
Lawrence Frank.
Yeah, okay. This is part of you.
Okay.
But we do know this. That Ty Lue said, no, I don't want to meet with him.
That's wild. Man.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah, man.
Chris is a pretty, like, well, I mean, he's the president of the Players
Association. Well respected.
21 years in the game.
Yeah.
Ty Lue also very well respected coach.
Yeah.
That's wild,
man,
for those guys' relationship to get there.
Man, nobody want to hear that S word.
No, right.
Yeah.
No offense, buddy.
No offense, man.
It's not 2008.
Yeah, man, like, nobody want to hear that, man.
We're not worrying about that. But yeah, so Chris Paul's a free agent.
Yep.
I wonder where he is right now.
This
happened at 2:30 this morning.
Probably in L.A. Probably just jumped
already?
Probably jumped on a flight to L.A.
Damn.
They don't take nothing to charter a plane.
It's 12 hours ago.
I'm saying nothing to charter a plane.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he's made $500 million in his career.
Charter a plane?
I just think he might be here somewhere.
You think Chris?
He might be riding around listening to us.
You think Chris Walker out of Linux shopping
there? You never know. Sure, he's got some friends that he's made in Atlanta throughout the years.
Well, he would have made a lot of friends if the damn Hawks would have drafted his ass.
That's true. Yeah, should have happened.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the phone lines here. There's one spot available if you want to get on hold, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Tito, who's incoming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
It's your favorite Boston fan. Let's talk Hawks. I think it's time to get rid of Trey with this draft coming up. You can get probably 2 to 3 players for that one. And they got the Pelicans pick. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? I think this team is stacked, and they can look like the Oklahoma City Thunder. What do you think about that?
Well,
thanks, Tito.
They don't have a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, that's the – I would say probably the big difference.
Yeah, they don't have a guy like that.
So yeah,
I like Tito. Let's talk Hawks. I like Tito.
Love talking Hawks. I would say, like, before we start doing the trade stuff, let's see what the team looks like when Trey gets back.
Yes,
because they've been really good without him for sure.
Yes.
I think they'll be better with him.
Yes, you hope that.
I would hope they would be better with him.
Yeah.
I assume they'll be better with him. And so let's see what that looks like. And with, I don't know, with this group and him, and hopefully Porzingis can get on the floor. Like, I don't know. They might have something. But if it doesn't go great, I know people are starting to kick around trade packages that involve Trey and Porzingis and the draft pick and all that stuff. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have an interesting situation now where you have a good star, not old, but older player. Like, Trey's been in the league for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You have a expiring contract player in Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
You have the unprotected number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a bunch of good young guys that have been playing together and winning. So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what they do. I hope that they add all that together and win this year. But if it doesn't go great when Trey gets back, you do have that option.
Right.
Like, which, you know, I don't feel like the Hawks have had, like, legitimate options in years. So it feels like this roster's built pretty well. Dan is in Smyrna. Hey, Dan.
Hey, man, what's going on, bro? Trey? Hell no.
Nah.
Hell
yet.
No.
Not yet.
That's that. First things first, man. I feel like when it comes to the Falcons, when it comes to professional football players anyway, certain mistakes you don't make. Jamal Agnew got to go. Who fields a punt within the 10? He's out of here. My second part to my question is, as far as offensive coordinator, do you guys think we should be looking in another direction? And if Mike Tomlin comes available,
no.
Do you think we should go ahead and bring him to town?
No.
Thank you, Dan. A lot
no,
in there.
No. 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 Mike Tomlin would never take this job because Raheem was the coach here. He would not do that. That's not. I know they only 32. Mike Tomlin would not do that.
I also think, and yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Like Mike Tomlin's not a guy that it's a one. It's one of 32 guy.
Yes.
Like if Mike Tomlin isn't the Steelers head coach next year, he's gonna have options.
Yes.
Like
yes.
No offense, but like
yeah, he but
probably better options
yeah,
than this.
But no, he won't come here. And yeah, when it's all said and done, everybody's gonna be gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be looking for new coordinators
yes.
at
yes.
all three phases.
Yes.
And a new coach.
Yes.
Like that's more than likely what's yes. going to happen at the end of the year this year.
Yes.
But I know you had said that about Tomlin a few times, and again, I agree with that. But, like, also, if that wasn't the case, if Raheem hadn't been the coach here and Tomlin was available and the jobs that are going to be open this offseason,
mm-hmm.
he's going to have his pick of the litter.
Yes.
Like, and that kind of gets back to the crux of the frustration is like when the job's open, how do you attract big time guys
right.
and not, you know, first timers or whatever? All right. Sam's in Norcross. Hey, Sam.
Yo, what's going on, guys? If a zombie apocalypse were to start today, what is your weapon of choice?
Okay. I got two questions. All right. Because it's amazing that I've never seen Blade.
Oh, really?
I've never seen Blade. Huh. And my cousins.
Blade's
and
awesome.
My cousin and kids were at the house this weekend. Where everybody was at the house. And they were watching Blade. And so I was just standing there watching it. Something was going on. I was watching it. Just glad. What was those things that they were killing Triple H?
Those were vampires, right?
Yes, they're vampires, but I want something like that.
Okay.
That it hits you.
Yeah, that's what happened to them whenever they contacted Silver.
Yeah, like
the
penetrate silver bullet.
Their body with silver.
Oh, you got to shoot a vampire with a silver
again,
bullet.
I didn't know what was going on.
They had silver tipped arrows. Oh, okay. They had silver tipped
yeah.
swords.
Okay.
Had,
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. But
well, werewolves and vampires.
Yes.
Silver tipped bullets.
I'm gonna have me a like a blowtorch.
Okay. Got to yeah. get pretty close to a zombie to
blowtorch. No,
it.
No. I'm talking.
Run
about,
out of fuel.
Let me damn finish, Abe. All right. I'm going to have me one like how you remember the one that Jim Brown had on The Running Man?
Okay.
You ever had something like that?
All right, so a little bit more range.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd just give me like a high-powered rifle. Nah. I don't want them getting anywhere near me.
I can't keep cocking that thing back, though.
Or like a, you know, one of the automatic ones.
Or the gun. Can I have the truck with the gun on the thing?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or the M60 like Rambo's had?
Like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, is there an end to it? Like, do you think that you're going to win? You know what I mean? Like, because I might just, like, depending on who gets got, like, if my family's gone, just take me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fight zombies for 7 years and then lose in my sleep one time because I slip up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. You got to be on alert for the rest of your days.
But when you say F just that. Take me, is that, like, obvious death or becoming a zombie?
I'm gonna become a zombie.
Yeah, I think I'd like to be a zombie.
Yeah, let me come back. Okay. Let me come back and be a damn zombie.
Yeah, let me come scratch me or whatever you got to do, bite me. I don't know what it is. In the Last of Us, mushrooms take over.
Now you're gonna be a zombie with no family, or you just think you can't remember them?
Well, he's gonna bring them with him.
Well, yeah. What if we could all be zombies together?
Oh, you would turn your whole family into zombies.
If they went first, like if they were still alive, I'd protect them.
Yeah.
I'd try to at least.
But not like, hey, Shotty, hold hands.
I know. People just feel like the zombie apocalypse is 90 minutes because it's a 90-minute movie.
No.
In reality, you have to be on high alert every moment for the rest of your life.
28 years later, they're still in it.
Exactly. That's too long. I'm not doing that. For what? What's the end goal? What do I get at the end? Do I kill all the zombies? Probably not.
Your lineage gets to carry on.
With who?
But at some point, they go away, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Never seems to happen at the end of any of these movies or
TV shows. Do they starve if there's no more brains to eat?
Mine is an unpopular answer. Take me. Make me a zombie. I'm not fighting these guys. There's too many of them. Jay is in Atlanta. Hey, Jay.
Yo, yo, yo. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. I got a theory, and y'all can take it how you want to. But how does Jalen Waddle look in a Falcons jersey?
Well, I got a question
if
for
you.
If
it's a throwback, probably pretty sharp.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Because he said, what did he say? Y'all can take it how y'all want to.
Yeah.
His name is Jay. Is there any chance?
Was that Jalen Waddle?
I'm just asking.
How would I feel about Jaden Waddle in a Falcons uniform? Cool. Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, like.
Any suggestions how we actually get that
just
done?
Just go get him. Because, you know, that was the next step. Just go get him.
Yeah, just go get him.
Because you can do that.
Well, I guess the suggestion was probably because they took Kyle Pitts in front of him. But, like, if I'm complaining about that draft, wouldn't you rather have Ja'Marr Chase than Kyle Pitts?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or Penei Sewell?
Yes.
Or Patrick Surtain?
Yes.
You know, like
Micah Parsons?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, if they were wearing the throwbacks with the red helmets,
yeah,
I think Jalen Waddle would look sharp.
Yeah.
Because I think they all do.
Yeah.
In that uniform. But,
yeah, would I take Jalen Waddle on the Falcons? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a damn good player.
I'll take Jalen.
Don't do that.
Jalen.
No, don't say that.
They got David Sills out there catching touchdowns on Sundays, man. Like, David Sills has twice as many touchdowns as Kyle Pitts this year.
Yes, I know this.
I'll take any Jalen you got. There's plenty of Jalens out there I'll take. All right, Huck's in Douglasville. Hey, Huck.
Randy, I got to ask, how many bushes have you fall into when you're putting Christmas lights up?
Did you hear him?
I heard. I don't. To go along with the gimmick, plenty.
Wow. He can't count, but a time or two.
Yes, a time or two. They've saved his life.
Yes.
A time or two. That's why you need Ackerman Forever Lights.
Yes.
So you don't have to get up there and hang them.
I'm not getting up there no more.
You don't have to. Ackerman puts them up there forever. You know what forever means?
Ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
Like zombie apocalypse could happen. They'll still be up
there.
They'll
still be up there. It'll be it'll be a zombie nation, but your house will
it's
still
be festive.
It's
also like a huge beacon to the zombie, so maybe turn them off via your phone.
Are they attracted to light, zombies?
I don't know how it works.
I don't either. Last night, my daughter asked me if zombies were real.
Oh, okay.
They're not. I don't think, right?
I would think that.
I said
well,
no.
They're in the animal kingdom.
What does that mean?
There's like zombie fungus that take over bodies. Oh, and it, okay. But
or
like,
sepsis is a thing. It's a
well, my answer
attacks like ants.
My answer was no.
And leave it there.
She's five, and it was dark.
And leave it there. and leave it there, please.
You definitely don't need the Abe description of please. Zombies.
Well, actually, let me. I'll circle back tonight. You know, Lily. Sorry, I lied to you last night. Turns out there are zombies. Abe wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
We were also talking about people I work with and all that for whatever reason, and she gets Abe and Bo confused sometimes. And she was like, "I like Abe because I like his grown-up daughter."
Yeah.
I was like, you mean Bo? And yes, 100%.
His grown-up daughter?
Yeah, that's Olivia. His grown-up daughter. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I want to say, like, look, I've been trying to call in since Monday. Mm. Like, great win for the Jets, but also...
Oh, right, you're a Jets
y'all
fan.
Had a... Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But also, I want to say, like...
You know.
If you guys could choose one thing, like, okay, if you can choose one thing for the Panthers, well, actually, see, I'm in a whole nother room. If you can choose one thing for the Falcons this season, would you choose a better offense, better management, or better defense? Because the defense is already good.
A better special team.
Yeah, honestly.
That's what I would like.
Yeah.
A better special team.
If they have,
they
like,
have four extra wins.
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously. Just give them.
Yes.
I know it's asking a lot, but
yes.
Like, we're, you know, he asked. Give them the number one special teams in football.
Yep.
And that means the kicking game,
yes.
The coverage team, and everything.
Yes.
If the Falcons had the number one special teams in football, they would be 8-4.
Probably.
8-4.
Yes, give them that.
And people care so little about special teams. He called and didn't even ask.
Yeah.
As that as an option. That's how much we overlook that.
Give them better. Give them better.
Got
to
be good
teams.
In all three phases, guys. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank y'all for taking my call. Got two questions for you. My first question, everybody's saying we need to fire Raheem. So who we going to hire? Who going to be the next coach? Who y'all want the next coach to be? My second question is, I got a daughter. She's 11 years old. So her Christmas list, she don't gave it to me. Mm-hmm. She got the same thing that I bought last year on the same on the list. So My wife's saying, don't go buy it again. But I'm like, that's her list. So should I buy it again or don't? Thank y'all for taking my call.
It seems like she might have lost something.
Or like, because sometimes, like you were telling me or somebody was telling me, like, it's the same thing, but it's upgraded.
Yeah.
Like it's a new version of it or something.
Yes.
But if the old one works, like.
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, but I think maybe she lost it.
Maybe.
It's a possibility that baby girl lost it.
Yeah, I would have to find out more information. If she still has the thing you bought her last year, it still works.
We got to get some context here, too.
Yes.
What is it?
You know, things get upgraded and kids want the newest of the newest because that's what their friend has. Video game consoles are a great example.
Or if it's like a Barbie and she wants another Barbie.
And they're dated, maybe.
Maybe don't want Barbie.
But I'm going through that also with Olivia with a camera.
Yeah.
Just got her a camera. Now she wants a newer camera because it does funner stuff.
Yes.
You know.
God, there's always something new, isn't there?
Always something new.
Yeah.
So I was talking about the Mormons, or not the Mormons, the Amish earlier this week. They got wooden toys. They got it figured out.
Just play with them.
Wooden toys don't get upgrades.
No, they
what
don't.
Is it, like oak now?
They might get, that's what I'm saying. They might get a tougher type wood.
Yeah, or like a varnish.
It's a possibility.
They came out with this hot new varnish, 2.0. All right, let's get to takeaways.
Oh, as far as the coach, I don't care.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many new achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Keep rocking. I don't care.
Give me a winner.
Give me somebody who can teach this team how to win. Steak had some big ones. Some good ones today, but turd in a punch bowl was one of the best ones ever.
Yeah, that'll ruin your party.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of Luthers today.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross was on Sesame Street.
Yes.
Luther Ellis, Kate Ellis' dad. Luther Burden. I just said Luther Burden, so those three.
How would he look in a Falcon shirt?
Really good.
Luther Vandross, that would probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. Trench coats only being used by perverts, watch thieves, and detectives these days.
You know.
Arch is tired of this drag-assing around, Falcons. But there are 13 to 14 Falcons with at least a piece of a sack.
Chris Paul's career officially started in Atlanta and unofficially may have ended here.
Yeah, man.
He'll be on a roster. Somebody will bring him in.
OKC again.
Yeah, OKC. Bring him in. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.